You're listening to SBS News.
The music of the earth has arrived.
With Eurovision 2020 cancelled due to COVID-19, a new international music battle will claim the spotlight this May. Run by Dutch broadcaster VPRO, the world's first international artificial intelligence, or AI, song contest is trying to find the next Eurovision-worthy song generated by robots. VPRO editor Karen von Dijk came up with the idea after the Netherlands claimed victory at Eurovision in 2019.
AI is a difficult thing to grab, to understand, and I thought if we combine that with Eurovision, perhaps it's something that would make sense to people. So that's how it actually started.
And just like Eurovision, Australia has been included in the field of competitors. The product, a song called Beautiful the World. Australia's entry was created by RMIT University computer scientist Dr. Sandra Ortenbochert in collaboration with Sydney production studio Uncanny Valley and the University of New South Wales.
I thought, computers, my thing, music, my thing, Holland, my thing, and being part of the Australian team for that, it was just perfect. All of the melody lines are AI, all of the lyrics are AI. Some of the vocals, if you listen really hard, some of the backing vocals are AI.
Uncanny Valley producer and sonic technologist Justin Shave says he wanted to create a song that was inherently Australian.
There's got to be drama, for a start. The lyrics have to be perhaps a little bit bonkers, but not too much bonkers. We took native animal sounds like koalas, kangaroos, Tasmanian devils, and we put all those sounds through another neural net, let it run a little bit, and the sound that it came out with was kind of not like a koala, but not like anything, but it was kind of very unique.
Judging for the AI song contest will be 50% public vote and 50% from a judging panel made up of some of the most notable names in the AI community. The public can cast their vote online until May the 10th, with the winner to be announced on May the 12th. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.